Hi, everybody. It's Brandi Heinen, and this is your Powerhouse Learning Tip for the Day. Let's get started. Today, I'd like to talk about how to begin creating cultural change in your environment. We can call them issues or challenges. They're all fancy, political, correct words for problems, and it takes no outstanding ability to identify what's not working. But even if you've acknowledged what's not working, what can you do about it to begin a process of change in your environment? For example, if Joe Star producer stands up in the next agency staff meeting and admits to being a horse's ass in the way he treats his team of account managers after we got over the shock and laughter at his admission, we probably wouldn't expect much to change. In this day of marathon meetings and ambiguous agendas, it's no wonder that we've bred a lot of mediocrity into our language and in the trustworthiness in our relationships. We talk a lot but don't say much. Our communication is unclear, and therefore we do little but admit that there's a lack of communication present. So what can we do to create action where none existed? I find that most people want to be heard more than anything. Ask what your producers, your account managers, your marketing, and your office staff would like to see take place. Their answers may surprise you. Let's not make this difficult. These are people that you trust with multi-million dollar decisions, and I think they have a lot to say in a healthy way about ways that you can grow and develop as an organization. They want to know that their contribution matters, and they care less about money and material things and more about knowing that they are heard for the effort that they put in on your behalf. So there's a way to do this, and I'd like to share some of my ideas today. So if Joe Star producer stands up again to admit what we all know about him, can we ask what he will do differently? And by when should we expect to see that change? Those questions, that pivotal language, will change the result in that conversation. What will it look like for the account managers, for example? How will they know something has changed? And can you press for specificity as a manager? We've been told and trained to do this in the sales process, so why not here in our own environment? I often wonder why agency owners and principals do not invest more in this way. Agency principals, for the most part, are exceptional salespeople, but not necessarily great motivators of change in their own environment. And yet they expect great change, and they're disappointed when expectations and goals are not met from their staff. So, in order to move forward, I say we should begin by calling a staff meeting, or if you prefer, you can do this online, and talk to your team about what you're trying to accomplish. This goes back to that piece I often discuss with my customers about creating a vision powerful enough to call you through the pain of transformation. My simplest survey questions are the following. Number one, what is present? Number two, what is missing? What is possible? I mean, other than the word endless, what do they, your staff, those individuals, see as possible in the environment? What areas can they grow and develop in? What areas do they want to set goals for? And if they could change anything in the environment, what would it be? Those are all part of my survey questions. A survey is a great way to begin opening up possibilities for change in your environment. And once you do, you can categorize those by department, by topic, or by the areas that you know needed work on, but you can actually assign a couple people in the organization to help become buddies in helping affect that change. If you want more information, just reach out. I'd be happy to help. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope this information will help you create a successful work environment.